this mammoth tooth, this is a grinder from an animal in Texas. This is one tooth that was a grazer, because this is his grinder here on one tooth where he ate lush legume in Texas in the first Earth Age. There's nothing you can do about that. Or, as it would continue on, we find them in Arizona, Utah, and quite frankly, there is no way that any Christian should ever go through life without visiting Ash Falls, Nebraska. If you doubt the first Earth Age, you need to go to Ash Falls, Nebraska. It's a state park. And absolutely, you will learn things, or see things, actually. I mean, learn firsthand by observing, that you're going to see a part of Nebraska that is exactly like Africa. By that I mean there are zebra remains, there are hippopotamuses, even with young in the rib cage where they were carrying them, because a volcano erupted in Idaho and the ash fall buried these animals is exactly as they are. There were camels. You will find a camel with every knuckle or vertebrae in the tail exactly as they fell, without some carnivore tearing them apart. Why? Because they were covered with ash. You're even going to find African birds that are, that have not been in this country. And naturally, one would think, well, this is talking about the plates. You bet it is. Of how Africa fits right up against the United States if you look at the lay of that practically. But you need to make that trip. It's a real education. It's a real eye-opener. It causes one to understand God's word is complete if man is not sottish. But many people choose to be sottish rather than really digging into the truth. So there we have it. He said, I mean, I didn't create it void and black and dark. I created it lush. I mean, hey, we find, and this is personal, mammoth bones frozen under the tundra in Alaska that sled dogs can eat the meat off of. From mammoth that would date back to, I would say, approximately 14,000 years. And we find this same date in Russia. It would seem there was an instant freeze with buttercups yet in their mouth. Buttercups don't necessarily grow on the tundra in Alaska. I can show you a piece of palm wood that comes from 800 feet below the surface on the north slope of Alaska, where from an oil well where a palm wood was brought up to the surface. That's awesome. Think about it. What happened? What God is telling us about here. Palm trees do not grow. I have shown you a one-hour documentary of palm tree stumps on a mountaintop in Arizona. Petrified. How did they get there? It was very common. And there was lush pasture. In this earth, there was no winter, summer, or fall. It was a perfect, until God brought about the catapult. And now, why is it we have the North Pole about 90 miles from true north? Why is that?